telephone going out down that same street at the end of the street. That's where that midwife lived that delivered all of us. There's no doctor down here, the midwife. She delivered me, my sisters, my brothers, and all that. When Mama got sick to have a baby, they'd go get the midwife. She'd come over there. That was it. She never lost a patient that I could recall as far as I can remember.
That Ms. Rigo?
Ms. Rigo, right. She delivered 90% of the children from, you know, a few years back were delivered by her and growing up.
Yeah.
And he goes, in other words, a week before, you have to go to, when women fell sick to have a baby, about 2-3 hours later, then they're going to get the midwife and bring her home. Look at that, the baby was born and that was all over. Took out the bill or nothing. Tell her thank you when she leaves. Or they give her a few vegetables, a few this, a few that you might need, you know, the old days. That was that.
Y'all won't have a doctor here now, do you?
Yeah, we have a doctor here now. We have a little clinic down here. But most of the people have a hospital. Most hospital is 46 miles away. That's in Galliano, next town over.
Yeah.
You pass through there when you come down to the Lady of the Sea Hospital. That's where. But now people can go to the Orleans in 2 hours, or they go to Ashton Foundation, you know, the big hospital.
The land where you farmed was what, where?
Still here, on our, well, where that grocery store is that you was in today, that was all that square there. Our grandmother owned 180 feet wide from the bay to the gulf, from the potato farms went up, and they farmed all that land, like cucumbers, beans, string beans, and all the vegetables, eggs, plants, whatever you needed, corn. Well, that was all farmland until they built it up a few years ago. Now everybody's building. All this right here was all farmland, all cucumber fields, all this right here with the churches, with the schools. I used to break beans when I was 9 years old. That old man had all this was beans. He used to break beans, you know, to sell to the market in New Orleans, sell at the French market. They would take it down there by truck. Well, if $1 a day, pick beans all day, right? Beans, and then you'd go $1 a day. That was plenty of money. You had to be a good bean picker to get $1 a day. One of them ordinary guy didn't want to work. I mean, you put that on your back. And I'm talking, like I said, I was 9 or 10 years old. We had to work. We had to help the old man up.
Yeah.
I don't know, how old are you?
26.
Well, you wouldn't remember that 26. I know I was around, well, I imagine a lot of places around, most of the southern states, living was rough.
Yeah.
People were farming. They were farming and trapping. Things like that. Industry went out, they didn't have any. They didn't have industry down there. Everybody farmed, fished, or trapped. And that's how they made a living. In those years we were coming up.
Did your dad have what kind of boat would he go out in?
My dad had an old wooden hull that they'd made. They made their own boats down here. They'd get together and make a boat. Little old wooden hull with a two-cylinder. Might have been a Briggs & Stratton doing there. I think Briggs & Stratton come out with a 2-cylinder engine. And it would take them an hour and a half just to go maybe a couple of miles, you know. One of them little slow jobs, maybe 4 miles an hour.
Yeah.
But today, I got a boat here we use for the department. I get in that thing, it does about 45. I go, it took him 2 days to get there. I go there in 20 minutes. But a trip from here to Lafitte, there was this. You used to leave 2 days ahead of time to get there on Thursday. Now I go to Lafitte in 40 minutes, my boat.
Did you leave the island much when you were a kid?
I was 17 years old before I ever left Grand Island. I mean, I went to New Orleans and worked my first job. When I come out of school, the first thing I did, I went fishing with a friend of mine. I went trawling, what they call trawling, shrimping. And, but then things were good then. I mean, we were making money. I made $2,200 in a month. That was plenty money.
Yeah.
But that was my first job. And I went to work for the Jackson Brewery Company in New Orleans as an office boy. And I moved to the city. I stayed 5 months. Well, 4 months during the summer months in the city with some friends of mine, Spanish people. When I worked for the Jackson Brewery Company, that was the only time I ever left home. And then, other than that, we stayed on the ground out.